Good morning, everyone. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is 10:01 a.m. This is the earliest I've been in a long time, I think. And today is Monday. Pardon my throat. Monday, June 22nd. Forgot to turn the page on my calendar, so I'm gonna do that now. And I am here with you, and I am here for you. So, June 22nd. Man, I'm just letting that sink in. All right. So, how are all of you? I hope you're all doing well. I know Kat did a recording this morning, which I just found out a couple minutes ago, actually, when I tried to click on her. Tried to click on her YouTube link and saw that she was having some Wi-Fi difficulties. But thankfully, my Wi-Fi seems to be good, and I'm not on YouTube just yet. I will get there eventually, I promise. I am still here with all of you, and I can do everything here that I can do over there, except over there I can have a camera, which I probably will not be using much. Maybe once in a while, but it's a little too early for me to be doing video right now, which is really funny for me to say. Excuse me one second, I gotta clear my throat. All right. It's funny for me to say that, like, I don't really look that different, strangely enough, when I wake up than I do the rest of the day. And some people are funny about that because it's like, you know, you wake up, you look a little disheveled, and then, you know, you hop in the shower and you do your hair and your makeup. And if you're, you know, if you're a woman, sometimes, you know, guys wear makeup too sometimes, but we won't comment on that kind of man, because I used to date one of those a long time ago. He used to wear eyeliner. He was this weirdo rock star. And manly men wear, if they wear makeup at all, it's like concealer. That's about it. But and yes, I do have judgments about that. So makeup is meant to enhance your looks, so we'll just say that. So if a man can wear makeup without looking like he's wearing makeup, more power to him. But makeup is mostly, in my book, mostly for women, because it tends to enhance feminine features. And most people, when they get up out of bed, they're, you know, not quite ready to face the world. But I don't know. I'm just one of those weirdos that, like, rolls out of bed, showers the night before, thank God, rolls out of bed, doesn't really put makeup on, you know, doesn't really do much to my hair. Some days I do, some days I don't. And so I pretty much look the same all the time with a few minor differences. You know, some days my hair looks better than others. That's about it. And amongst other things, but we'll stick with that for now. So all that to say, I'm not sure I'll be going live on YouTube with my camera on. I will be going live on YouTube eventually, but with my camera on might take a little bit more time. So hang on just one second. I'll be right back. You might have a half a minute of dead air, but hang on one sec. Okay. All right. Just a few little minor snafus here. Things are getting weird, people. I have to tell you, and you can probably tell by the way I sound, because all bets are off. I mean, you know, shit's getting real, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, because everybody's feeling it. things are just like off the rails. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing anymore. And that includes me. I mean, I know what I'm doing. I'm fully able to be of service and be in my purpose and be be the, you know, projector slash intuitive guide slash spiritual psychology practitioner slash all the other things I do. I'm fully able to do all of that because those are God-given gifts and I can do them without even like thinking about them, thankfully. And it's the humaning that's the issue for most of us right now. It's, you know, doing your daily life, which sometimes can be really challenging. And sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's like, no problem, sailing through my day, having a ball. And then other days, it's just like, holy fuck, what the hell is going on? I really just want to know, like, what is happening right now? And I probably sound like an insane person. I'm not. It's just the reaction to, like, everything that is happening, everything that we want to happen that isn't happening, everything that we don't want to happen that might be happening, all of that rolled into one. So it's been a time, and I've said that before. Excuse me. All right, my celery juice is repeating on me right now. So let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook page. What did I do with my phone? Oh, there it is. Okay. See, things like that, like misplacing our devices. It's just like, what next? I don't even want to ask that question because that's a terrible question to ask sometimes. But let's hope you can hear me. I'm going to pull you nice and I'm going to pull you in nice and close. Imagine that. Okay. So how do you get over to the Facebook chat if you should want to chat with me or if you should just want to, you know, make comments or ask questions, which is a really big part of my show. I'm going to take you over to the Facebook page and tell you how to get there. And the way you get there is just go to your device, your computer, the World Wide Web, and go to 12radio.com, and that will take you over to a black background page where you'll see my face, but on the left side, you will also see chat. You'll see the options, and one of them is chat. Okay, so hit chat. And once you hit chat, that brings you right over into the 12radio Facebook page. And my banner is just slightly down the page. And thankfully, I see it this week because I couldn't find it last week. But this week, it seems to be right here, very apparent. And I see Rob. Hey, Rob. And I see Renee. And Rob says, I'm digging Lori trying to thrash her way out of a bout of self-consciousness. Oh, no, that's not it at all. No, incorrect. There's no self-consciousness. There's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just life. It's, I'm probably like the, it's not easy for me to be embarrassed. Let's put it that way. It's really hard to embarrass me. I don't get embarrassed easily. I'm not self-conscious as a rule because I strive for authenticity. And most of the time, what you see is what you get. And so my point in saying all of that before was that not because I'm afraid of how I'm going to look on YouTube. That's not it at all. It's more like an energy thing. It's hard to describe, but I feel like when I'm talking, I can at least give you the impression that like I'm not just coming straight out of the insane asylum. If you happen to look at me, you might get a different impression. I might look a little crazy and you may be like, who is this woman and what the hell is she talking about? Because some of the things I say are pretty off the wall, as I'm sure you've noticed. But that is part of my charm. And those of you who truly welcome me and invite me into your lives love me for that reason. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be here. Let's put it that way. And since there are only two of you here right now, Renee and Rob, or at least the two of you in the Facebook that I can see, I'm sure there are more people listening who are not in the Facebook chat. But maybe I should rethink my choices in the morning of maybe like slapping some makeup on or something. But no, I am kidding because I'm definitely not going to do that. Excuse me. So, anyway, I am here. And if you should want to come to the Facebook page, I am a spiritual psychology practitioner. I am an intuitive guide. All those things I just said and more. I study a lot of different things. I have a lot of knowledge, and intuition. And being a human design projector has pretty much given me, a lot of insight and a lot of different ways to help. So, all those things combined, we can do a lot of damage if you've got some stuff you want to talk about. You know, we really can. So, my throat's giving me a little bit of an issue, but it's okay. I probably need to drink more water. I think I'm getting dehydrated. But yes, please come to the Facebook chat if you are called. If not, that's fine too. But if you're here and you ask me questions about anything you want, your whole life, you know, you could be having a problem. You want to talk about it. Let's talk about it because I can probably give you some insight. And that's always a good thing, I think. Other than that, I will blather on and I will just talk about whatever. So, let's see, where can we go today? Let me just refresh the page real quick just to make sure I'm not missing anybody. Okay. All right. That's okay, Ron. I'm very hard to read sometimes. So you don't need to be corrected, you're fine. But yeah, that was not my point. Rob says, you're most certainly one of the most genuine people I've ever met to this point in my life. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Thank you, Rob. That means a lot. I am nothing if not authentic. I really am not one of those people who can hide what they're feeling too well. I think I might have been better at it a long time ago, maybe, but probably not as good as I think I was. If I feel some sort of way, you're probably going to be able to tell pretty easily. My resting bitch face is not that I have resting bitch face all the time, but I don't. But if I have it, there's a reason. It's just pretty easy to tell. From the look on my face, most of the time, how I feel. But it's really, that's what I kind of love. And I will say, I love that about myself, that I can be authentic and I don't really worry about too much because when you have when you don't have like a huge ego, and I'm going to say I have one, everyone does, but I'm going to say mine's gotten a lot smaller over the years. When you have an ego that's not too big, you really do understand that this whole life situation is really a simulation, and none of it matters as much as we think it does. So once you really anchor that belief and that knowledge that none of this is really going to matter in the grand scheme of things, I mean, yes, it matters to some degree. Obviously, we're in human bodies, so it has to matter. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But it only matters to a certain degree, because eventually we're not going to be in these human bodies anymore. And that's the part that's actually going to matter, because that's the larger part of who we are, you know, as soul. So, sorry for the noise in the background. My neighbor's got their water running again. Doesn't usually last that long, thankfully. But it can be a little distracting because it's kind of loud. I hope you guys can't hear it. It's distracting to me because it's throwing off my thought process. All right, I'm going to completely lose my train of thought. So, let me tell you what I did this weekend. It was actually, when was it? And tell me what you did this weekend. I'd like to hear that too. And if you have any questions, feel free to put them in the chat. I'd love to answer some questions, because I don't have a topic. I allow spirit to lead the show, and spirit is here, but, you know, not necessarily handing me a whole bunch of topics to talk about. So I'm kind of winging it. So I had a lovely soul time with Mary on Wednesday. Mary is my teacher, Dr. Mary Holnick, and her husband, Ron. So my teacher, Mary, is in her 80s, and she does these things called soul time with Mary. And they're usually on a Wednesday night from about 6 to 8, and I had one this past Wednesday night. And it's basically, sometimes it's only for the University of Santa Monica graduates, and other times she opens it up to the public. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this might have been, yeah, this one was open to the public. So new people who are curious about USM, curious about Mary's offerings, because Mary is doing her own offerings now, aside from, oh good, the water stuff, aside from USM. So the USM has new teachers, because Mary and Ron are no longer teaching with them as their leads. But Mary is doing her own classes, which is lovely, because why shouldn't she, right? She's the one with all the knowledge. And so she did a lovely gathering Wednesday night. I didn't have any questions in particular, but she sends out a replay, which is really great. And it costs $33 just for the evening and the replay. And if you've never experienced anyone, you know, as someone who loves USM, if you've never really experienced the USM teachings other than through me, and I don't talk about the teachings a whole lot, but I do, I am motivated by them a lot of the time. But if you've never experienced the direct teachings and the direct experience of USM, Soul Time with Mary is a really good way to introduce yourself, as well as, you know, USM itself, USM, which none of which is inexpensive, I must say. So I believe they do have scholarships available when, you know, when really needed. I know they do, as a matter of fact. But they don't give them out, you know, like like candy or anything, but they are available. And I think they tend to know who is a good candidate for those. Mary is very intuitive. But anyway, I had a lovely, lovely time listening to, it's kind of a Q&A, you know, it's like a prayer and a Q&A, and prayer, meditation, and Q&A. And people just come on there and they ask all kinds of questions. And it was just really lovely. And that's one of the reasons I also love Jeffrey Morgan, who does gatherings for an hour or so on Tuesday evenings at 6 and Saturday mornings at 8 Pacific time. The times I give are always Pacific time. And just to make it clear for everyone. But he is also very intuitive, and he's also very, I mean, very esoteric, of course. But Jeffrey is just lovely, and he takes Q&A. Also, he does the prayer, meditation, and Q&A. Kind of similarly, but different to Mary. And if you ever, anybody, if you're ever, you know, feeling like you really need a nice little dose of spirituality, you can listen to my show, first of all, and you can ask questions, because that's what I'm here for. But you can always listen to Jeffrey, or you can join Mary's Soul Time. She does like once every few months. But Jeffrey's twice a week, so you might want to just try joining that. And if you want to join Jeffrey, my hand just crunched up. I was holding onto my device a little too tightly. But if you want to join Jeffrey on Tuesday evening and Saturday morning, you can. I'm trying to think of what the link is. I think the link is whoami.com. Let me just see if that's, I'm going to try it now and see if it works, because I don't want to give you the wrong link. Whoami.com. Oops, that's wrong. Excuse me one sec. Okay. Whoami.com. Let's see. I want to make sure this is the right one. Okay, this is not it. That's the wrong one. Don't go there. That's not the one I'm talking about. Okay, I can't remember the link. But anyway, if you look up Jeffrey Morgan on YouTube, you'll see who I'm talking about. And actually, all his videos are there too. And I really should know the MSIA link. Let me see if I can get the email for you. He works with Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, the Movement for Spiritual Inner Awareness. If you Google Movement for Spiritual Inner Awareness, you will most likely find him, because right now I can't find the email. Sorry for all that. That's very confusing, but it doesn't have to be. But yes, that is what will give you information about Jeffrey's videos and Jeffrey's gatherings, should you desire that. So let me go back to the chat and see if anyone has questions, because quite frankly, I could use a question right now to focus on. That would be really helpful. And I don't see any. My original intent with this show was to have questions to answer and to impart my own knowledge and wisdom. But I kind of need something to respond to, and I know I'm not a generator, but I need an invitation to answer questions. And your questions will invite my answers. So it can be a little challenging for me now as a projector, because I have deconditioned a lot more than I was when I first started my show almost 4 years ago. Wow. And so I tend not to really have any inclination to respond if there's no invitation. And I hope you guys can understand that. So if you're here with me, participation is kind of important. Otherwise, if I don't have an invitation, I might not have a whole lot to talk about. I mean, I can talk about lots of other stuff, but if I'm not inspired to, I won't. And I've talked about this before. So, questions are very, very integral to this show. And I feel like I'm probably going to have a lot more of those once I get on YouTube. I can hear you, Serena. She's like, go on YouTube. It'll be better. Don't think I don't hear your thoughts. I do. It's just some one of those things about me that weirds people out. I tend to read people's thoughts. You know I'm right. All right, Rob, let's see. Rob says, this weekend was a real low energy output type weekend. Since I've been curtailed, yeah, from most serious physical activity. Yeah, you injured yourself there. Since your little mishap Saturday before last. But Rob says he was able to spend plenty of floor time with your granddaughter yesterday. So in the end, it was an A+ weekend. Good. You know, spending time with people we love is always a great thing. And I am, again, very happy that, you know, my daughter is wonderfully back in the picture. And we are engaging in a very, very wonderful way. And I'm so happy to say that, because not talking to her for 3.5 years almost was, well, yeah, I think it was just about like 3 years, a little over. That was hard. That was so hard. I mean, being estranged from your child against your will is a really hard and awful thing for a parent. And for those of you who are going through difficulties with your children right now, whether they're grown up or not, I sympathize and I empathize, because it's awful and it's heartbreaking. You know, if your child doesn't want to talk to you, and even though I know the deeper reasons now, and they all make sense, you know, and there's a spiritual basis for all of it, it was still hard and challenging. And I was still heartbroken. But I can tell you that I feel like a weight has lifted. My daughter and I have done our healing work, and we're still doing it. But it's done a lot of good. And I love her dearly from, you know, the bottom of my soul. And it's just a wonderful thing. So if you have children, or if you have parents, which all of us have parents, they may not be alive anymore, but if they are, whoever you have around you, whatever loved ones you have around you, you know, your parents, your children, anyone in your family, your friend group, you know, we love our friends more than our family, or just as much. Because sometimes our friends are our family. Sometimes they're the only family we have. And so whoever you love in your life, and whoever your family is, let them know that you love them and appreciate them while they're here, because they may not always be. And that's a hard truth, but it's actually a fact of life. So You know, I've had to let a lot of people go in my life, and I've experienced the death of several people that I really love. And it's terrible, but I also know that the people I love who have passed are still here, in spirit, fully. So that is a comfort, and I don't want to sound trite, but I'm going to take like a 5-minute break, guys, and I'm going to let you guys throw some questions in the chat, and I'm going to let Serena play some music, and I'm just going to take 5 minutes. All right, so you're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com. Be right back.